Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We are up to Sif Dalud, the second to last line on page Yud Ches. We're about to turn on to page 36. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalud, Kol Shekotzatz, anyone that made a set price for a goy to do malacha for him, even though the guy ends up doing the malacha on Shabbos, mutar la Yisrael lilbo shakli b'Shabbos atzma. The Yisrael who was done for is allowed to wear that garment on the Shabbos itself, where the guy did the malacha. Techol shekotzot adaitei denafshe ka'ovid. Because again, as we've seen many times already, once there is a set price that is set, we assume when the guy does the malacha, he's really doing it for himself, and therefore it is mutar for the Yisrael to wear that garment on that very Shabbos. The Rama says, V'yesh osrin lelavsho kol sheyadua sheha'eno yehudi gemaru b'Shabbos. There are those who argue and they say it's osir for the Yisrael to wear it, so long that he knows that the goy completed the garment on Shabbos. The Bialocha points out in Devar Maskel sheha'eno yehudi gemaru b'Shabbos, this is dafka imhu malocha daraisa. It's dafka if the guy completed the garment on Shabbos through a malacha daraisa, avalim hu malacha derabanan ein lahachmir. But if it only involved a malacha derabanan, then one does not have to be machmir. Continues the Rama back on top. So according to the shita that it's also to wear it on Shabbos if the guy did a malacha on Shabbos to complete it, that was daraisa. V'tzorach lahamtim b'motzei Shabbos v'chdei sheyase, and you have to wait on motzei Shabbos the time it takes to do that malacha. V'hochi nog lechatchila, and that is the minig lechatchila to be machmir. In lo shetzorach elo b'Shabbos she'oz yesh lahokel, unless he needs the garment on Shabbos, then you could be lenient. V'im yesh litlo shenigmar bi'erev Shabbos, if you could be told that somehow you could assume that possibly it was really finished on Friday and not on Shabbos, mutter b'chol inyan, then it will be mutter in all cases. V'davka im shigir lo ha'eno yehudi lebeso, and this is specifically if the goy sends the garment to the house of the Yisrael, aval osra likach kelim ebeso uman b'Shabbos v'yom tov, but it's osra for Yisrael to go to the house of the uman to pick up his kelim on Shabbos and yom tov. This whole discussion is talking about vessels that the goy made for the Yisrael. But a goy who's making shoes just to sell in general, then it will be mutter for Yisrael who knows this goy to go to him and to take from him on Shabbos a pair of shoes and to wear them, as long as he does not set with him a price for the purchase. That will be a problem of mekach u'memker on Shabbos, but in terms of the malacha that was done, it wasn't done for the Yisrael, it was done to sell in general. Therefore, since it wasn't made for Yisrael, Yisrael is allowed to go in the proper way and get these shoes from the goy and wear them on Shabbos. So this is a loaded sif. Let's start again from the beginning. We'll review the Mechaber and the Rama as we go through the Mishaburas. The Mishabura begins in Sifkot and Chavav. We said in the Mechaber, anyone who set a set price with the goy, even though he did Melacha on Shabbos, the Yisrael is allowed to wear it on that Shabbos. Because Lamaisa, there was a Ktitza, and every Ktitza, the goy is considered working for himself. So says the Mishabura, Uba'ofen shelohaya iser b'hanasina. It has to be that when you gave it to the goy to do b'ketzitza, there was no other iser in your giving it over to him. Shahaya b'zegam kein sharia protim shetzarach l'ketzitza. It had all the other details that were needed for a ketzitza, kanal b'sepez, akson sepez. And those 2 points were, number one, that you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and number two, that he didn't do the malacha in the house of the Yisrael. So assuming it was a ktitza with all the other requirements, so then you're allowed to wear it even though he did malacha on that Shabbos for the garments. If katan chav zayin afalpi, v'lo dami l'mash mavur b'simen reish ayin aleph sif reish ayin vav sif aleph b'haga. This is not similar to that which we're going to see in reish ayin vav in the Ramah, De'enu Yehudi shehidlik haner b'shvil Yisrael, that if there's a goy that lit a candle for Yisrael, afilu im hoya al yedei ketzitza, even if it was done through a set price, he gets paid for each candle that he lights, so it's a ketzitza, it's a set price, osur l'hishtamish l'ora. There we say that it is osur for the Jew to benefit from the light of the candle, and here we're saying the Jew is able to benefit from the garment that the goy did on Shabbos through a ketzitza, so what's the chiluk? Says the Mishabrua Dahach over here, when it comes to the garment, even though it's true the Jew is benefiting by wearing the garment from halacha that was done on Shabbos, but when the guy did the halacha, he was not doing it for the Israel. So he's doing it for himself. He wanted to finish the job, so he rushed to finish it. He did it on Shabbos for his own purposes, nothing to do with the Israel. Which is not the case by the halacha. The lighting of the candle by the goy on Shabbos was so the Jew can use that candle right now. Therefore it's aser. There the goy did the melacha for the Yisrael. Even though it was done by the chitzitza, he was lighting a candle for him right now that can only be used right now. So obviously he had in mind the benefit of the Yisrael. By the garment, he's doing it at Daiti Dinashe, he chose to do it on Shabbos to get the job done quicker, but he just as well could have done it after Shabbos. So the chiluk is it being done for the Jew, or is it being done really for the goy? Ulufi ze, according to this, says the Chavetz Chaim, gam b'inyanenu, also in our case of the garment, im ha-Yisrael omer le'enu Yehudi samal ha-Hashaykh, if the Jew would say to the goy, right before Shabbos, madua lo gamarta malachti, why didn't you finish the job that you were supposed to do for me? V'heishivlo, and the goy responds, es ezos l'mancho b'Shabbos, I will do it for you on Shabbos. So eina chinami. Then the case over here of the garment will be just like the case of the candle. Because in this case, he's saying, I'm going to do it on Shabbos for you to finish the job. So there, we can't say he's doing it adaita d'nafshe. He's saying explicitly, I'm going to do it l'mancho b'Shabbos. So there, ein hachanami, the mechaber would be maskim that it would be usher to wear that garment on Shabbos, just like it's usher to benefit from the candle that the goy lights for the Yisrael on Shabbos. Sivkoton Chavches goes on the beginning of the Ramah. After the Mechaber said it's mutter to wear at that Shabbos, the Ramah says there are those who aser, so long that you know that the guy finished it up on Shabbos, and we saw in the Berlocha with a Melocha Daraisa. Taimam, their reasoning is the aser leYisrael leHanos mehamelocha b'Shabbos b'Chagavni. They hold, even though it's true there was a tzitza and the guy is doing it at Dati Dinafshe, but the bottom line is it is forbidden for Yisrael to get benefit from a melocha that was done on Shabbos in all cases. Kevon shemikom makom nasa melocha b'Shvilo. The Maisa, there was a melocha that was done for Yisrael, even though he was doing it really at Dati Dinafshe, but the thing he was doing at Dati Dinafshe was for Yisrael, and you're not going to benefit from a melocha that was done on Shabbos. Sivkoton Chavtes is going that which the Ramah says that according to the Shita, he'd have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, the time it takes to do that melacha bechdei sheyaseh, kedei shelo yehona memelacha Shabbos. That way he won't be benefiting from melacha a goy did for him on Shabbos. Ulefize, according to this, b'shnei yamim tovim shagolios, if it's a 2-day yontif in Golos, im also ha'inu Yehudi barishin, if the goy did a melacha for the Yisrael on the first day of yontif, mutter betchilas yom sheni b'chdei shiasa mimonoshach. It will be mutter for the Jew to benefit and wear the garment in the beginning of the second day yontif, right, the second night of yontif, which is the beginning of the second day, as long as he waits b'chdei shiasa, and this will be true mimonoshach. The im hayom rishon kodesh, if the first day of yontif was the real day of yontif, because after all the 2 days of yontif is because of sveika diyoma. So if the real day of yontif is the first day, so asheni chol. So then you're doing everything properly. It was melacha that was done on the first day of yontif. So you wait till yontif ends, bechlei sheyasa, and it's mutter. So you wait till the second day of yontif, because the second day of yontif is chol. It's a regular weekday, ki'ilu, and therefore you could use it, bechlei sheyasa, im hayom rishon chol. And if really the first day was a chol dik day, bevadai mutter, then it's for sure mutter, because then the goy did melacha for you during the week. So of course you could use it on the second day of yontif. So mamonav shach, if you waited bechlei sheyasa, the second night of yontif, it would be mutter to benefit from the melacha of the goy. Ve'ein chiluk b'chol ze bein mi shenasa b'shvilo bein la'achirim. And there is no chiluk with all this, whether the melacha was done for this particular Yisrael or for other people. Either way, it's aser for all the Yisraelim. Ubesefer El Yiraba Hekel La'achir Mekotzas. The El Yiraba argues, and he says that you could be lenient for others if there was a set price. It will only be aser for the one who the melacha was done for him. So if you look at note number 15, we'll get a deeper understanding in the machlokas over here between the Magen Avraham and the El Yiraba. In note 15 he says that although the Mishabura said in the beginning of Sivkat and Chavtas, the reason why you have to wait b'chdei she'yase is k'dei she'lo yehonah mimalacha Shabbos. You don't want to get hanah from malacha that was done on Shabbos. Ulekamon, says No. 15, kosav tam nosaf. It brings out another reason why you have to wait b'chdei she'yase. She'lo yomer lechatchilo lenochri lasos lo malacha. You don't want the person to go ahead l'chadchila and tell a guy to do malacha for him. And therefore, if a guy does malacha, we make him wait the time it takes to do the malacha after Shabbos, and that way he won't be encouraged to tell a guy to do malacha for him. V'nafkamina bein ha'ta'amim, and nafkamina between the two reasons. Reason number one, that you shouldn't benefit from malacha Shabbos. Reason number two, you shouldn't come to tell him to do malacha for you. So, kasav sham ha'im osr la'achirim lehanos mi'amalacha. In the case that we're discussing at the end of Sivkat and Chavtes, will it be osr for others to get hanaf in this malacha? She'im ha'isr hu mishum achshash shema yomer lenochri lasos keim pamacheres. If the reason why you can't benefit till after k'dei she'yase is because of a concern that you might tell a guy a different time to do it. So, ein locho sheyomer kein bishvil shehanu acherim. That's only a problem if you're going to get benefit, so then you might tell another time to do it again for you. But if someone else gets a benefit, we're not worried about it. Sherei ein odom chote velolo. A person doesn't sin and get no benefit. So if I had a guy do something for me on Shabbos, and someone else is allowed a benefit, that's not going to encourage me next time to tell a guy to do it. And then you wouldn't have to wait, b'chdei she'yase. Ach, l'fi atam shelo yehona melacha Shabbos. And if the reason why you wait b'chdei she'yase is tam, so you shouldn't benefit from melacha Shabbos, so osru gam la'achirim lehonos. Then they asked it on everyone. No one should get hanah from melacha that was done. So again, if the reason is that melacha was done for me, so it's asr to me, so I won't come to tell him next time to do it. But it wouldn't be asr for someone else, because if someone else benefits, I'm not going to come and tell him next time to go do the melacha for me, to benefit someone else. But if the reason why I can't benefit till after chdei she'yase, so I shouldn't be nene for melacha Shabbos, so no one should be nene for melacha Shabbos. So it should apply to everyone, and we could plug in this machlokas to the end of Sivkat and Chavtes, where the Magen Avraham says, ve'ein chiluk b'chol zeh be'mi Shanasa b'shvilo bein l'achirim is usher for everyone. Ubesefer el yirabe hekel l'achirim b'kotzat. He says for others will be mutter. Says the Mishaburavaitis of Kotan Lamed. The Ramah then said that is the minhag l'chadchila is not to benefit from it. In lo shetzarech elo b'shabbos. He says unless you need it for Shabbos, shaz yesh l'haka, then you could be lenient. And then the Ramah said, "V'im yesh litlo shenigmar be'er Shabbos mutar b'cholinyan." If you could assume that the garment was finished on Erev Shabbos, it's mutar in all cases. Says the Mishabura, "Dehayesh matirim b'cholinyan." Lamaisa, even if it was finished on Shabbos, we just saw the sheet of the Mechaber that it's mutar. So certainly, if it's only a suffix, if it was done on Shabbos or done on Friday, so certainly you could be lenient. "V'im hoya hamino mesukon be'er Shabbos." And if the shoe was already fixed up on Friday, Raksha Tikno Vechliko Bishabis, and he just did a little bit of a tikkun and smoothing out of the shoe on Shabbos, then it's shari, then it's mutter. Because then even if the guy did not do any of the things that he did to the shoe on Shabbos, you would have been able to wear it anyway, and therefore that would be permissible. Kamosha Kasav Simon Rashon Gimel Sif Aleph Bahagod Dalit, like we'll see later in Rashon Gimel. We will come back to note 16 shortly. Let's first finish the Mishaburas. The Huadin Klei Pishton Shenosan Ha'inu Hudi Tachas HaMachbesh B'Shabbos. So to any kind of linen garment that the guy puts under the machbesh, which is a type of iron. It smooths out the garments. It takes out the creases. Sherigam Kemitam Zeh will also be mutter for this reason, because the garment was wearable anyway. So therefore, that's not considered benefiting from the locha of the guy. Just like if the shoe was done on Erev Shabbos, he just added some other nekudas on Shabbos. Since you could have worn it anyway, that would be mutter. Sivkatan Lamed Aleph is going on the next point of the Ramah. The Ramah said that it's dafka. This all the whole discussion is only if the guy sent it to the house of the Jew. So that's where Some say it's always mutter, some say it's mutter if it's a tzorech. Aval osr likach kelim mibeis ha'uman b'shabbos v'yontov. But if it's osr, but it is osr for the Jew to go to the house of the uman, to the house of the professional who did the job, to pick up kelim on Shabbos and yontov. Says the Mishabura Laman Aleph. Va'afilu yodeya vaday shenigmar kodem Shabbos v'yontov. Even if the Jew knows that the malacha was done before Shabbos or yontov, it's still usher to go pick it up on Shabbos and Yontif. Ve'afilu ihmu l'tzarach Shabbos. Even if he's going to pick it up for a need of Shabbos, it's still usher. Ve'atam, and the reason is, ipnei maris ha'ayin, it's because of maris ha'ayin. Di yomru shebeshabbos aso umidas yisrael. They see you picking up a garment on Shabbos from a professional, from an uman, people are going to say that he did it for you on Shabbos, that it was midas Yisrael, and therefore because of maris ha'ayin, it's usher. Ve'isa b'levush, the levush writes, da'afilu im lo yevien biyodo, even if the Jew will go to the guy's house, and he will not carry it out with his hands, elo yulboshem shom bebeis ha'inu Yehudi, he'll just place the garment on his body in the house of the guy, and then walk out, gam kein usher mitamze. It's also usher because of maris ha'ayin. The cause of a Magid Avrom, Evshur da afilu aidei en Yehudi asr lahavio, it could be it's even asr for the Jew to send a guy to the house of the Uman to bring it back. The Uvdu Duchohu, that's considered a weekday activity. Sefkatan Lamed Beis, you can't go to the guy's house, to the Beis HaUman, Zot the Mishabura, the Ein Chiluk Ben Yisrael Eino Yehudi. It actually doesn't matter whether the Uman is a Jew or a guy, either way, a Jew can't go to the Beis HaUman on Shabbos or Yontif. But we said, if the goy has it sent to the Jew, we said, v'chol zeh, the last point in the Rambo was, v'chol zeh bekelim she'asa li'Yisrael. This is all discussing a case where the goy was doing malacha for Yisrael. But if the goy was doing malacha stam, he was making shoes to sell, then the Yisrael who knows this goy can go there and take them from him on Shabbos, as long as he doesn't discuss the money. Sivkotan lamed gimel, v'einu Yehudi she'osa, the guy is a shoemaker. He sells shoes, so he's making shoes on Shabbos. Adaiti denafshe. The iser dahavo mi beis ha'uman, and the iser of bringing something from the house of the uman svirle laharama, the Rama holds, to lo shayach bazeh. It does not apply in this case. Afshu holich esla, you know, the Jew is going to the beis ha'uman, it's not a problem. Why? Mishum dekevan shakol yodim. Since everyone knows she'ino Yehudi ragil asos la'asman b'shul mikach, everyone knows this guy is always making shoes for himself to sell them. Su leka mishum marisayin. There's no longer a problem marisayin. Sheyomru shetzivah lo la'asosam. No one's going to see the Jew coming out of the guy's house with a pair of shoes, and they're going to say that the Jew had the guy make it from a Shabbos. Everyone knows this guy is always making shoes, and therefore it wouldn't be Marisayin, and therefore the Rama holds the Jew can go there, pick up the shoes himself. However, the Magen Avraham and many other Achronim argue on this Rama, and they hold the Gam Bazeh Osir Leilech Etzlo. It's even Osir in this case to go to the Uman, Velikach Memenu Kumo Mishar Uman, and take from him just like any other case of an Uman. Ela Achar Shehevi Lebeis Yisrael Mutter Lelavsho. But after it is brought to the house of the Israel, then in Achanami it will be Mutter to wear, but they hold you cannot go and pick it up. The Mistoma Lava, Daiti the Israel Lava, because if it's brought to the Jew, it's okay, because Mistoma, it wasn't done with the Jew in mind. If it's a city that's mostly Goyim, we don't assume that he made it for the Jew. However, if the Goy is a storekeeper, he just buys and sells, but he's not the one who actually does the work, he's not the Uman. It could be in that case that you could be lenient to go to the Chenvani. But even in this case, where he's not an Uman, so it doesn't look like you told him to make it, because he didn't make it, he just bought it in order to sell it. So even though there's a tzad to be lenient, Lamaisa, some Achronim are mafakfik in this, and they say, just going to the house of the Chenvani, or going to the store, that would be an Uvdu Dechol, a weekday activity. So Katan Lamedal, we said, the only issue with this leniency of the Rama that you can go to the Beis Uman and pick it up if he's making it to sell in general is that you shouldn't stipulate a price. The Hainu Shalo Yaskulo Schum Domim, you shouldn't set a price with him. The Ilav Hochi Have Bilcha Mekacho Memkar, otherwise it would be a problem of doing business on Shabbos. Afo Pisha Enu Mashayim Lo Achshal, you know you're not paying it now, but Lamaisa you're discussing it, that would be a problem Mekacho Memkar. There is a very interesting note that I'd like to discuss. Alach Lamaisa, note number 16. We had said in Sifkatan Lamed that Imhoya Hamino Mesukan Be'er Shabbos, if the shoe was really complete on Friday, Rakshetikno Ve'achliko B'Shabbos, he did some other extra things on Shabbos that weren't absolutely necessary, then it would be mutter for the Israel to wear it. Because the Jew could have worn it the way it was on Friday, so there wasn't really any melacha that was done for the Jew. So if you look at note 16, he tells us, V'chein le'inyan goy shehidlik ner B'Shabbos B'Shul Yisrael, we find the same halacha when it comes to a goy lighting a candle on Shabbos for Yisrael. We're going to see later on in Reisha and Vav, Shim Kvar Yesh Ner Echa Dolik, if there's already one candle burning, Afilu Im Ovar V'tziva L'Nochri Shiadlik Lo Ner Nosaf, even if the Jew did the wrong thing, he didn't have Avera, he asked the goy to light another candle for him. Taloch is Mutar Lo Lehonos Mehan Ner HaNosaf Kol O Dolik HaNer HaRishom. Since he doesn't really need the second candle, he has life in the first candle, therefore Taloch is, he's allowed to get the benefit also from the additional candle, just like over here, when the Jew gets it from the shoemaker who just put on some finishing touches on Shabbos, he also would be allowed to wear it because it was wearable already on Friday. So we see another case where you are allowed to benefit from the melacha that was done for a Jew because it wasn't really necessary, the part that was done on Shabbos. And now note number 16 asks a very strong kasha. V'afal pi sheleinyan tzuchtzuch na'alayim ayidei nochri ba'ofen ha'asr, even though when it comes to polishing shoes through a goy in an asr dik way, we're going to see later on in the Mishabura, sha'asr li Yisrael lehanos mehanalayim ad la'erev b'tei sheyasu. There the Mishabura says it's asr for a Jew to wear these shoes until after Shabbos v'tei sheyasu. V'ilukan hiter lehanos v'minol shahayah masukha me'er Shabbos v'chliku b'Shabbos. Here we say, since it was finished on Shabbos, he just smoothed it out on Shabbos, so it's mutter right away after Shabbos. So why are we saying that in a case where he polished it, it's going to be any different? In both cases, the shoe was wearable before, so why there they have to wait b'chdei she'asu after Shabbos, and over here, you're allowed to benefit from it even on Shabbos. Right? We said in the Mishabura, so you're allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos, you don't have to wait. So v'chein v'kamon hiter l'hanos minei nosav shehu l'kai dei nachri. And again, we also said that you could benefit from the extra candle. So Shlomo Zalman Rabach explains, Shelo hiter lehanos memalachas nachri elo baofen shel hadlokas ner nosaf. We only allow a Jew to benefit from the malacha that the guy does, like the case of lighting the extra candle. Shekevan sheshnei haneros heinam shnei gufim nefradim, since the two candles are two different entities, ve'efsher lehanos me'ha'echa b'lo asheni, and you could get hana from one candle without the second candle. So efsher lomer shenena me'ner hamutter. So you could say when there are two candles, we could just say he's getting benefit from the first candle. He's not getting benefit from the guy's candle. So therefore, we don't asser him to get benefit over here, because we could assume he's benefiting from the candle that is mutter. Masha'enkeim b'tzichtuach hana, which is not the case by the polishing of the shoes, shatziltuach uchelek miguf hanal. When you're polishing the shoes, that's guf, that's the guf hanal, that's the shoe itself, that's part of the shoe. They're not separable. Ukeshenena mehanal al korcho nena hu gam mehatziltuach. So then when you're benefiting from the shoe, you're also benefiting from the tziltuach. They're not separable. So you can't say he's only benefiting from A. When there's two candles, we can say he's benefiting from candle A. He's not really benefiting from candle B. Aye, the case in our Gemara where the shoe was made before Shabbos and then he did finishing touches on Shabbos, why there is a mutter? So if you skip to the next paragraph, he explains, Umash yitra ameshebura kan lihonos meinal misukenes bi'erev Shabbos shehuchluka v'tukta b'Shabbos. Aye, the case in our Meshebura that you're allowed to benefit from the shoe that was complete before Shabbos, even though he did some small things to the shoe on Shabbos. Afal pi shetikon anal heinu chelek meguf anal, even though here also it's all one entity, and whatever he fixed up on the shoe is part of the shoe itself. So explains the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shekoze b'tikun she'enu asr el medirabonim. Here we can be lenient, because whatever this tikun is, it's talking about a tikun that was only involving an isr derabonim, and therefore it would be mutter. She'enkeim b'tziltzuch hanal. When it comes to the tziltzuch hanal, she'os anochri dover she'os midaraisa, there it involves the goy doing an isr daraisa, and that's why it's going to be forbidden. One last important paragraph. What is the halach of a person wants to tell a goy to turn on the air conditioner on Shabbos? Is that like the second candle? Meaning, just like he lights the second candle for you, we could say that you could have gotten by with just one candle. You could see without one candle. You also could have gotten by without the air conditioner on. You could have managed. So now maybe it's not considered benefiting from the air conditioner. So says the end of the note, so says Rav Moshe, she'osr, that is forbidden. Even though the Jew could have managed in a pressing situation, he could manage with this heat. This is not similar to lighting another candle. When it comes to goy lighting candle number two, when you have candle number one, so you're getting hanod, which is very similar and replicates the hanod that you're getting from the first candle. That's why it's going to be okay. We could say your benefits from the first candle, because what you're getting from the second candle is the same thing as from the first candle, which is not the case when the air conditioner goes on. There, when you're having the air conditioner, you're getting a totally separate hana. It's true you could have managed without it, but you're getting a totally separate hana that you are benefiting from, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, that would not be allowed. In a simple case like this, you would not be allowed to tell the guy to turn on the air conditioner, just relying on the fact that you could have managed theoretically without it. B'shas Adchak. We will stop here and continue in the next year, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.